back. It's a beautiful Monday, August 20th, 2018. Today we're just going to be talking quickly about Monday motivation, not just for today, but for the rest of the week. What does motivation mean to you? Everybody's got this concept thinking like, hey, you know, motivation is temporary, or motivation is something that is ingrained in somebody. Motivation is, it's just there. I mean, like, some people have it, some people don't. Let me just point it out that everyone does have motivation, you know, to a certain degree. Now, the degree of motivation will carry you towards where you really want to be, or don't want to be, for the lack of it. I've been asked that question a lot about, oh, I wish I had your self-motivation. And I'm like, well, why? Didn't you have motivation? And they're like, well, you know, I don't, because they, you know, like, you know, how do you keep yourself self-motivated? You know, you're always working out, you're always preaching about health and wellness, you know, you're getting a lot of stuff done. And you know, my answer to that is, you know, self-motivation is really coming from within. It's a purpose. And it's something that we each have, but we just have to train and develop it because we've neglected it for so many years. You know, that is my belief, that motivation, self-motivation comes from within. And you train it, you know, you develop it, and you hone it to such a high degree that you don't really need a lot of external actions that will get you towards it. Now, of course, there's a fight or flight thing. Like, if suddenly, let's say, you know, a bear, you know, decides to go after you when you're out on a hike, well, darn it, well, yeah, you're gonna have some self-motivation to keep yourself alive, right? Or some people will just, like, curl up and freeze. So I've, you know, that can happen too. But let's just focus on self-motivation. Let's start off the week strong, you know, start off your day strong. And you develop that by several ways. It's, one is that you keep planting that belief in yourself that you are worthy, you are good enough, you are beautiful, and that you deserve to have all the best things in life, or you deserve to have a beautiful day, you deserve to have an incredible day, an amazing day. You know what, you know, like, why hate Mondays? You know, every day is a chance to become the best you can be. Because if you keep focusing on the bad stuff, well, the negative stuff will keep repeating itself. That's just the way it is. So for me, that's what I focus on. Like, where does my self-motivation come from? It's because I have a vision. You know, I see, not just see, I've actually went beyond that and felt and seen myself go past that. You know, it's like a visualization training. You know, like, and everyone has it, you know, man, woman, you know, boy, girl. It depends also on what your environment is. Now, if you don't have enough of a support system, does that mean you won't have enough self-motivation? You know, do you need somebody always pushing you to do better? It all boils down to, what is your purpose in life? What is your purpose? What is your why? Now, for me, my why is the reason why I focus on my health and focus on myself, is because it makes me feel good. You know, I'm able to do a lot of things that makes my day, makes me happy. I understand that in today's world, a lot of people are pressed for time. You know, they got two jobs, three jobs, you know, they got a family. But that's no excuse. Because I know people who have the same situation where, and they hold two or three jobs, yet they still go work out, yet they still eat healthy, right? And they discipline themselves, and they're just like, you know, everyone else. You know, just because you have that thing happening in your life doesn't mean that you can't prioritize and find ways to make yourself better, right? Focus on the solution. So like, okay, if you're working yourself to the ground, do you think that's going to be good for you in the long term? You know, is it good for you to not get enough sleep? You know, is it good for you to not have enough time with your, not just with yourself, but with your family? Right, so you have to start asking these questions, like, what is your purpose? Why are you doing all of these activities, and what good does it bring you? Aside from, say, oh, I need the money. The money's always going to be there. When your health breaks down, what's going to happen to that money? It's going to go dry up very quickly. When your health breaks down, who, you know, where's that money going to, what's that going to happen now to your family? I went through that. You know, when I got, you know, I was working 18 hours a day, not getting enough sleep, you know, working for another company, you know, for a company that really didn't give a shit about it. Right? You have to, like, if you're in a situation where you're not happy, you got to focus on the solutions, because there's always a solution to every situation, a negative situation that is dragging you down. There is always a solution. Right? Instead of focusing on the problem, you focus on creating the solution. That's what I focus on. That's what I focus on when, like, I'm faced with the daily trials of life. I focus on the solution. Because what good is it, like, for example, if you're a husband and wife and you're trying to make ends meet and you're always arguing about money and time for each other? Well, you keep going around in circles. You keep arguing the same thing over and over and over. But let's find a solution to that. And most people don't, because they're either just too caught up in the negativity of it and not realizing that the more they complain, the more things pile up like that. The more the universe says, okay, you want to complain more? I'll give you something more to complain about. And it's a vicious cycle. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And before you know it, that's what saps your motivation. But if you start focusing and shifting your perspective and your mindset to the solutions that you can do, right? If you're diabetic, if you're overweight, if you are not having enough energy, well, there's solutions. You eat better, sleep better, you prioritize, make yourself a priority, make you the number one choice, make you the number one draft pick. Because if you don't take care of you, all the stuff you're worrying about, and when your body breaks down, and I guarantee you it will, whether your mind goes first or your body goes first, guaranteed, all of that worries that you were worrying about, it's gonna really, really come in rest. You know, and now then you got major problems. And that happened to me. Man, I got sick. I got sick several times. I got hospitalized twice. You know, I never, you know, because I got so focused and caught up in material world or the external world. That's what happened to me. But I survived because I focused on me. I found solutions. I found solutions. I created the program to heal myself. I created the plan to lose 107 pounds. I created the plan to develop my mind, to become more focused, to become more disciplined. It all boils down to you. Stop blaming everybody else. Stop blaming the universe or the world, whatever. You have the choice to make those changes. You have the choice to make the necessary decisions to get you to have a better lifestyle. It's all up to you. Because the moment you stop feeling that you have control of your life, or your others have control of your life, then you're living a lie. So make yourself the number one draft pick. Make yourself the number one choice. Take care of you. You know, the business, that problems will always happen in business every fucking single day. Something will always come up. Some little, you know, these little fires come up, or some big fires come up. You know, some big drama happens, I think. That's part of the work. It ain't gonna go away. Like, if you think that your worker of all summer, you take a step back. That those problems will get piled onto somebody else if you're not there. So why worry about stuff at work that you can't control, or you feel that by putting in more time it's gonna solve anything? It just makes you more inefficient, right? Like if it takes you, you know, 60 hours in a week to get done, when something you could delegate or you could do something else that gives you more time to allocate for your own life, you know, those problems will go away. Stop creating those self-created problems, those self-created things to complain about. Because I went through that, you know. I was in the corporate world for so many decades, and I ran myself to the ground, almost killed myself for a company that could replace me in a heartbeat. You know, here in America, you know, Americans, you know, like, it's like there's this sort of thing that, the more you work, then it's a badge of honor. Bullshit. It's not a badge of honor. It's a badge of death. Right? So it's like, how can you really enjoy your life when you're working yourself to death? Right? What kind of life is that? What kind of life is that? Right? Where you're working towards somebody else's dream. There is a solution. You are the solution. You gotta figure it out. I'm not gonna figure it out for you, but I sure as hell can tell you, okay, my motivation comes from within. You gotta find it within you. You gotta start taking care of your body better, one step at a time. If you're eating like crap, introduce something that will make you feel better. Eat better, you know? Start off with a solution, because if you, all of us work, majority of us work, and we always have to find solutions for other people, for other companies, for other organizations. Why don't you start focusing on finding solutions for you? That's my motivational challenge for you. Right? You can keep listening to all these motivational video, you know, audio videos, and watch these and everything, and keep, it's like trying to drum that in your head. But you gotta take action one step at a time. You gotta take action wherein you are always moving forward instead of backwards, or just like you're lying down and you're in a rut and you're just like focusing on all the bad luck that you're having in your life. Get up. As long as you can get yourself up, raise your finger off the ground, you're still alive. Get your ass off the ground and stop the pity party. You start motivating you. That is my challenge to you. You start the day strong, start the week strong, and the week strong and the day strong. You give your 100% every single day. Now your 100% may change every single day, but as long as for that day you gave it your 100%, then you're good. But if you keep procrastinating and putting and giving excuses for every little thing that you can't do, then it just won't happen. You are the solution. You are the gift. You are the light. Everything is in your hands, you know. But it's got to reach a point where it becomes so freaking uncomfortable for you to take action. It's either you shrivel up or you rise up. That's your choice. So my challenge to you, to those listening here wanting to say, Mike, I want my motivation. Here's the motivation. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you deserve greatness, you are beautiful, you are enough, you are amazing. Stop listening to the doubters, the haters, and the losers, and the critics. Because those are just projections of their own weaknesses and their own insecurities. And that's what they use to bring down other people. Don't be like that. Don't let their opinions own you. because once their opinions own you, it becomes your fact, and then you start living that lie. Right? If you let religion cower you, you let the government cower you, you let your coworkers cower you, you let life cower you, you let life happen to you instead of making you happen. All boils down to you. And you gotta accept responsibility for everything that happens in your life. Everything. You own it. It's like, I heard this thing by Will Smith. You're the one that's the driver of your car, your life. You know, you're the machine. It's this human machine. You're the driver. You steer it wherever you want to go. You put the gas pedal on. You know, you brake. Whatever. That's your life. You are your own creator of your own destiny. So stop making the excuses and start focusing on the solutions, because you have the answers. There is always a way. Where there is hope, there is life. Okay? So that's just my share. You know, keep yourself strong. I love you guys and gals. Believe in you like I believe in you. I can only push you so far. I can only motivate you so far. Self-motivation is really coming from self. So do what is necessary. Educate yourself if you need to upgrade your job. You know, you want to change your life. You want to change a career. Plan it. Do it. If you want to create something because it's coming from within, let that beast out. Let that beast out. Believing in yourself is a process. So look in that mirror and be proud of how far you've come. Be proud of everything that you've gone through and you are still standing. And just give it your all for today. Then tomorrow is not guaranteed. The past is already done. So you focus on today. Have a beautiful week. You guys have any questions, just drop me a line, leave me a message. You know, this is Iron Eagle Mike on the I Am Enough podcast, giving you some brotherly, light warrior love, sometimes tough love, but I believe in you because you can and you will. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.